TalkZone.com.
TalkZone presents the Geek Speak Radio Show with your hosts, Henry and Romo. Your top spot for everything entertainment and pop culture, including TV, movies, comics, casting news, and more. Now, here are your hosts, Henry and Romo.
And here we are. Welcome to the Geek Speak Radio Show. It is Friday.
Friday.
Finally.
I know, man.
I know it's Halloween, but why are you two wearing orange and black?
Oh, today.
Giants.
I'm actually celebrating. I'm celebrating Christmas a little earlier, dressed up as a giant fan.
That's giant. Red and green.
Orange and black. I am literally a bandwagon fan of the Giants.
Welcome to the club.
Right. So today, I don't like the Giants, but I think it's kind of funny to be a bandwagon fan like everyone else is. Yay!
So what happens when they lose the next game?
We still wear the colors and have faith.
They have no football, so what do they look forward to?
Mm-hmm.
Basketball.
Maybe.
I mean, or golf. You never know.
See, I've always said that I'm not a big fan of baseball.
Yeah, you told me that.
And all of you say, oh, that's un-American. I said, no, it's not.
No, actually, it's football is now the American sport.
Well, the reason why I don't like, especially, I mean, baseball is fine, but
yeah.
When it gets to and same thing with basketball, the playoffs, there's 20 games, it looks like. I mean, every time I tune in to watch my games, like, oh, come on, are you kidding me?
See, what makes
Because it's still the World Series or this or that. Yeah, can't you just have one game, one winner, loser, go home?
What makes football great is that every game means something.
It counts.
It's not like basketball where you have so many games where, you know, you can have time to slack off.
But maybe this is just me. Maybe this is the competitive edge in me.
Yeah.
But if I was playing baseball after the second game that I lose, I wouldn't care anymore. I really wouldn't.
Well, that's why you got to have the love for the game.
I guess so.
I'm a very sporty girl, so I love all sports. But right now I'm just feeling the baseball.
Well, yeah, I didn't watch baseball yesterday because I was excited to watch Fringe.
I know your Fringe was yesterday.
Yeah,
we will talk about that. We will. We didn't get to it on a Wednesday because Angel was on those websites I told her not to be on, so we had a virus on the computer. She was looking at the
Lincecum website and not the one that shows stats. How did you know?
That's why we had those viruses on the computer. That's how I knew.
It's okay. I have apps now. I have apps.
Yeah, you can do it on your phone.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. We have because of your apps. We had an absence.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to talk about No Ordinary Family, but we didn't get a chance to. We were going to talk to Harry Potter. We finally got a chance to yesterday. Mm-hmm. No Ordinary Family, we'll touch on that real quick, and then we'll go into more detail later on. I liked it. I'm starting to like this, actually. They still haven't sold me yet on whether they're going to drop the ball with this or not. They didn't touch on the villain at all. They're still staying with the... they're discovering their powers and he's trying to figure out how to use it and keep it safe, the power secret. But the villains were not introduced at all in this one.
Yeah, I tried watching that show. I think they did a repeat or it was on the internet on Hulu or something, but I couldn't really get into it. I don't know. Let's see what happens, but maybe once it starts picking it up, like the event or something, maybe I'll get into it. But
I love No Ordinary Family, especially the villain. Come on, you got Reverend Camden. I mean, we all know who he is, right?
Yeah.
From Seventh Heaven. I mean, come on, to him, instead of playing a reverend, now he's the evil villain.
We don't know if he's a villain yet.
Well, it's already being set up, so I like it. You know, it sold me right off the bat to have him as an actor.
And ironically, that's what I don't like about it.
You don't like the villain?
No, I don't like the fact that it's the company, just like Heroes.
The company, just like Heroes.
Remember in Heroes,
Horn-rimmed
glasses was part of the company.
Yeah. So I see what you're talking about.
The same kind of method.
He's saying that, you know, because of it's the company behind
the superpowers.
The superpowers. Yeah, I see your point. But again, we'll see we'll see where it goes. Right now, it's only been the third episode.
Yeah.
Hopefully later on, you know, they'll probably change the way they write their story.
Yeah, like I said, don't drop the ball. And the event, you know, everybody's hooked, everybody's on it, only because it is giving you answers. It's not like Lost. Yeah, there's questions, but it's not, you know, whenever you see a palm tree behind them, what does that palm tree mean? That those are the Lost kind of questions.
You start counting the palm trees.
See, this palm tree only had nine leaves on it. This one has eight. That means something.
Does that go back to the wheel?
Yeah, it means you need to get alive. That's what it means.
There's a lot of people out there, a lot of people that are still lost about, you know, that's what I call lost.
Because I'm getting, you know, more into lost right now, but I caught myself, you know, counting stuff and rewriting the dialogue and see what does that mean? I'll keep these for later. Like,
no, I mean, it's already over, so why do that?
Well, for me to get into the whole lost experience, I know it's too late.
Well, you
but...
can't say that, Romo.
Why?
Because you could use that same argument. My son, who's in here today in the studio with us, you can tell him, don't watch Star Wars because it already happened. What's the point of watching it?
Well, yeah, that's for the prequels. You don't want to watch it because you already know what happens.
But he wouldn't be complete. He has seen it, by the way. But he wouldn't be complete if he hadn't seen all six Star Wars movies.
That's true. That's true. But I have to admit, your son's getting me to watch the Clone Wars, the TV show, and I'm actually getting to like it. So
yeah, I kind of tuned in kind of a cool... last week and checked
Who's
it out.
Anakin Skywalker. See, he likes Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, that's my favorite too.
But I'm the Rex. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess Rex died.
See, he knows already so much.
Mm-hmm.
He's intriguing me. I mean, it's a younger kid that's getting me involved in this cartoon. It's kind of funny, but it's ironic, I'll have to say.
You know, funny, speaking of my son, the other day he was talking about, because here in San Francisco, and this is, again, a little hint for all of you that want to come visit us. If you want to come in October, put on a jacket.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold. But then get rid of the ticket off the next day because it's going to be like 100 degrees. That's the kind of weather we have here.
Yeah.
The other day, everybody, it was sprinkling, raining even. My kind of weather. Now it's, what, 80, 90 degrees outside?
Yep.
But in school, his teacher told him, hey, you look like you're ready for the snow. And he had a big smile and he said, Green Bay. Because I told you guys, we used to live in Wisconsin. Yesterday when we were finishing up the show, I said I was really excited because we're going back to Wisconsin.
Yep.
Not literally. Of course, this is the magic of radio, and not Green Bay either. We get to go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yep.
We're going to talk to, his name is Tom Carr. He's one of the owners of the Brumder Mansion. Yeah, again, this is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Now, since this is part of the Spirit of Halloween interview, the interviews that we've been doing all month, what do you think we're going to talk about? The hotel itself?
Mm.
Or could it be the bed sheets, or how clean the towels are,
or what's walking around,
or
late
what's
at night.
Pulling off the bed sheets.
Well, what say we find out? Tom, welcome to the Geek Speak Radio Show.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and how are you?
We are doing fantastic. It is Friday after all. So first of all, thanks a lot for coming on the show. And let's talk about the Brumder Mansion. Well, actually, let me ask you before we actually get into the mansion itself. Before purchasing the Brumder Mansion, did you believe in the paranormal? Have you ever experienced anything paranormal?
Yes, I believe in the paranormal. No, I haven't, but the wife has, and so, that's good enough for me. And since we've purchased the Brumner about 2.5 years ago, we've had several occur there. She's had a couple. And I've been witness to semi-events myself, so it's a magical place.
Was that one of the selling points when you decided to buy the Brumder?
Yes, it was a minor selling point. The main selling point is we fell in love with it. As a Victorian mansion that was built in 1910. So it's 100 years old this year. And the other selling point is in the basement, there's a legal 75-seat community theater. And so, we bought it for the theater.
Right. And by the way, if you all want to see it, it's on geekspeakradioshow.com. There's a picture of the mansion. There's some of the history there. So you guys can go on geekspeakradioshow.com. All the links are there. And Tom, give me a brief history of the Brumder Mansion.
Well, it was built in 1910 by George Brumner Sr. for one of his sons, George Jr. And at the time, George Brumner Sr. was the owner and publisher of the world's largest German language publishing company that was downtown Milwaukee. And so he was quite well-to-do. And after somewhere about 10 years later, the Brumner George Jr. sold it to Samuel Picks, and he had it for at least 20 years, and then it went to a couple other owners, and then about 13 years ago, Carol Hershey bought the place from the Lutheran Church. A neighborhood Lutheran church owned it and had it as activity center and guest rooms and where the minister lived. And so she bought it, and she's the one that saved it, fixed it up, beautified it, repaired it, and made it into a bed and breakfast.
Right, and then after that, you and Julie came in. And you guys actually aren't actual Wisconsinites. You came from California, correct?
Correct. Go ahead.
I was going to say, when you went there, were you told of what's in the Brumner Mansion, or did you experience anything when you guys visited?
When we first visited it, we didn't experience anything. We were on a cross-country trip visiting allegedly haunted bed and breakfast places and theaters. So we were on a haunted house tour. So that's how we ended up in Milwaukee, and we visited five or six places in Milwaukee, and we actually spent two nights at the Brumner. So that was the first visit.
Okay, and again, we're talking to Tom Carr, who's one of the owners of the Brumner Mansion in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We're going to take a little break right now. When we come back, we'll get into the mansion itself and maybe start to scare Romo. Don't go anywhere.
The Geek Speak Radio Show will be right back.
Radio and the Internet.
TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio.
All right, look, here's the deal.
And now, more of the Geek Speak Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
I forgot to introduce you to...
Here's Henry and Romo.
And we're back on a Geek Speak Radio Show, talking to Tom Carr, one of the owners of the Brumner Mansion in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So that we've heard the history of the mansion now. Now let's get into the mansion itself, especially to find out who or what is roaming the mansion. So, Tom, what manifestations have been reported in the mansion?
There's been several ghost hunting groups that have visited and investigated the mansion. There's been numerous EVPs recorded of voices and strange sounds. One of the most impressive ones for me personally was when a spirit answered a question during a taping of who was playing which ghost or spirit was playing a practical joke. And so since I was in the room and didn't hear it and the recorders were going, that was quite impressive. There's been a lot of all the ghosts and spirits there seem to be very friendly. They're not evil or scary. They play practical jokes on people and usually the staff. Usually the staff and the ghost hunters have captured a lot of EVPs, like I said, but occasionally there's been some photographs.
Sounds more like a poltergeist. Have any of the investigators categorized it as a poltergeist?
I don't really know what the difference between a, quote, ghost or spirit or poltergeist is. It's just something really strange kind of a
sight. Yeah, the poltergeist is kind of like what you just described. It's more of a playful ghost. You'll hear things like dishes breaking, and you run to the kitchen, but there's nothing there, and you hear little kids laughing. And
correct.
Apparitions are just that.
Correct. So we've had both of those. We've had people sitting there and watch glasses on the table fly off on their own accord. We've also had the staff have things magically unplug themselves, vacuum cleaners, without any other visual sign, and so they've actually witnessed that. We've had doors locked by themselves. So a lot of that kind of stuff.
Is it all in one area, or is it all over the mansion?
Well, the mansion's almost 8,000 square feet, three floors plus the theater. There are three of the six guest bedrooms that have a fair amount of activity in them. The theater has a fair amount of activity in the basement. The area that we call the catacombs also has had some photos taken of mysterious images and myths. And so it's been all over the place. Some of the EVPs have been in the living room. So a little bit of everything. We recently had a medium come named Scotty, and he witnessed, according to him, six different entities. And one of the striking ones that he did a double take on was some young lady walking down the stairway in a Victorian outfit. So he had some convincing, and he picked up on rooms without any advanced knowledge or stories or research of where things were happening. And he also confirmed some of the stories that other ghost hunting groups have come up with. And so it was an interesting weekend with Scotty.
And Tom, it's Angel. What kind of stories or background information did these ghost hunters come up with? What was their story behind the ghost and poltergeist?
Well, back when Carol owned the place, a lot of the ghost hunting groups seemed to think that a lady named Susan, who was the aunt of George Brumner, who actually lived in what we call the Gold Suite, is one of the spirits there. And that she just never left. And some also say that George Brumner might be another spirit that's there. Scotty and some of the recent ones kind of confirm the theory about Susan, but they kind of go, no, we don't think the other one is George Brumner. Some say that there's a maintenance man there. So who knows? They hope to find out more specifically sometime in the near future.
Yeah, and again, we're speaking to Tom Carr, one of the owners of the Brumner Mansion in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And again, all the links are on GeekSpeakRadioShow.com. Tom, when I was reading some of the articles on there, the reports, the manifestations, like you said, they're pretty friendly, they're pretty fun even sometimes. But have there ever been any reports of anything dangerous or anybody who's felt threatened by any of them?
Oh, no. No, we get a fair amount of guests that come to the mansion just for the experience of sleeping in, quote-unquote, a haunted mansion. And a lot of them hope to have some and experiences. Some of them do, but most of them don't. You can't control this kind of event.
Right.
We had one of the striking things to me was we had a medium that came here for a vacation, and she did not know this place was haunted. So she, in the morning, told our innkeeper stories about Susan talking to her, and she related facts and conversations and details that were private conversations between the innkeeper, Tanja, and myself about some upcoming plans to renovate the mansion. And she also came up with some other interesting facts about the 1915 bungalow that we also bought next door. And the medium claimed that that place is haunted too. And the medium guest described the interior of the place next door. And that was kind of spooky because A, she had never been inside, and B, she didn't know we owned it, and C, she had no idea of any of these other facts.
Right, and again, the Brumder Mansion is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The links are on GeekSpeakRadioShow.com. It's a good place to visit, even if it's not Halloween. It is a very beautiful place to spend the night. But since it is the month of October and Halloween, Tom, tell everybody what events you have planned for that weekend.
On the Friday, the 29th, and Saturday, the 30th, we have ghost hunting groups coming to give lectures, to answer questions, to demonstrate equipment, and to lead some real investigations of the Brumner late into the night. And that's open to the public. And that should be very worthwhile for anybody curious about ghost hunting.
And again, we have more information on GeekSpeakRadioShow.com. You can go and see all the links on there. So, Tom, thanks a lot again for spending some time with us today on the GeekSpeak Radio Show.
Great. Enjoy the talk.
Thanks. Happy Halloween to you.
You bet. Thanks.
Bye-bye. So, there you go. Our haunted trip to Wisconsin.
I wish I could go to Wisconsin because I would really want to do that ghost hunting event.
So you would like to record some of your own audio?
Yeah, and like learn how to do it. You know?
Hey, Henry, could you elaborate more on just educating me as far as what an EVP is?
Electronic voice phenomenon.
All right.
What that means is it used to be just because of the times. It used to be you could take your cassette recorder,
yeah,
ask a question, and usually you could just do it in your house or anywhere. But most people, just to make sure they get something, you go to obvious places like old hospitals, old hotels, graveyards are the perfect place for it.
Insane asylums.
Yes. And you just
diner.
Yeah, you just go there and ask a question.
All right.
Is anyone in here? If you're here, answer me. You're not going to hear it, but then when you go back and play it back, you're going to hear it on the tape.
Oh, interesting.
Nowadays, people use digital recorders. They could be something as simple as your iPod even.
Yeah.
I know,
mm-hmm.
And your phone, your new phone that you have, Angel, that has a microphone feature on it. You can use that, and they come out pretty clear, and you'll hear stuff on. As a matter of fact, here, try it now.
He's
is
serious.
Anyone here in the GeekSpeak Radio Show studios?
And then something will be recorded.
Play it back. What's really cool with digital audio recording pieces is you can, you know, load it up to your editing software, play it back, bump the amplitude and all that, and really, really hear it.
Interesting. It's kind of like that one movie, White Noise, that I remember seeing.
That's what it was based on, actually.
Interesting.
With Michael Keaton.
Oh, all right. So I look forward to doing that this weekend.
EVP.
Well, I was going to say, though, like Angel just mentioned, if you do it digitally,
yeah,
and you put in, everybody has some kind of a software to
edit,
play around with sounds, music, whatever you do. Don't overdo it, because then you lose the effect. Try to get it as clean. I mean, just amplify it a little bit, but don't, you know, make it louder. Don't put echo. Don't any of that stuff, because then
it takes away, like, it'll
be distorted.
You
won't be able to hear it.
Yeah.
I was so curious. Someone went online and searched up EVPs and heard some real live audios from people that they have done real recordings, and some of the stuff is pretty interesting. There's one where I heard some kid drowning. It was really weird, and it freaked me out. It was really, really kind of interesting and creepy. And I don't know. It's kind of like a cool hobby, I would say. But, you know, you are right. Once you start getting into and asking questions and start opening that door to the other side, You know, that's where it gets a little scary, where they could start coming at you and possibly harm you. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not a fun thing to experiment with the other
side.
There's
a lot of shows that do, especially around this time, that do shows like that. I have EVP people. And there's also, you know, on YouTube and although there's also videos on there. And like I said, anybody can try it and just put up your videos on it. Like I said, we could try it here. Some of the ones that really scare my wife are the ones that have little kids.
Kid voices on it. I mean, I'm kind of curious to know if anyone that's listening right now and that has actual real footage of EVPs, please email us at comments@geekspeakradioshow.com or even call us right now at 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-463-6748. You were going to say something, Henry?
Yeah, we have one.
No way.
Remember, I just asked a question a second ago?
Yeah.
I said, is anybody here in the Geek Speak Radio studio?
Yeah.
I got an answer.
What?
Want to hear it?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Here it is.
The Geek Speak Radio Show will be right back.
Streaming 24/7, on-demand archives, podcasts, and more.
TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com. Saying a lot for planet Earth. Now, back to the Geek Speak Radio Show on TalkZone.com. Here's Henry and Romo.
And we're back on the Geek Speak Radio Show. Romo, get out from under the table.
No, I'm all right. I'm not that scared. Yeah, keep my pants. That's all right. Brought an extra pair.
That's what that smell is.
Yeah. Scared me.
Right?
Well, but that is what he does on a regular basis anyway, so you can't judge his scariness by that.
Yeah.
So, you know, the other day, yesterday I think it was, seems like it was thousands of years ago, but it was yesterday we heard from Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
Harry Potter. Remember towards the end he was kind of rushed, being rushed off the set?
Yeah.
But he did get one answer out because he asked him, what do you think of it being in 3D?
Yeah, HP7 3D.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. He
said, "Well, I think it's just a gimmick, basically, and it's never going to replace the."
Yeah, his answer was there. He wasn't approved by it, but he has a rebuttal now or what?
Harry Potter has powers.
Yes,
because breaking news right now coming from Entertainment Weekly, it will not be in 3D, just 2D.
Yes.
Good.
First part of Deathly Hallows will only be in 2D.
Wow, his magic did work.
Yes.
Right on, Mr. Potter.
To me, it's a good thing because I really don't care about the 3D or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to see the movie. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't even need 3D. The movie alone is so good.
I mean, if you could read the book and you know, enjoy it as it is by paper, you can surely enjoy it like as a movie in 2D.
The other thing is New York Comic Con is going on right now as we speak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anybody heard of Geoff Johns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Confirmed that the Green Lantern trailer will be in front of Harry Potter.
Oh, something
apparently
to look forward
not
to?
In 3D either, the trailer.
Well, that's good. I mean, are you guys even excited about that movie? I mean, Geoff Johns, I mean,
what?
The announcement
Harry Potter? Yeah. Hello. I've been talking about it
no,
the 3 days.
The trailer.
The trailer?
For Green Lantern.
Green Lantern. I mean, Green Lantern, I've never been a DC Comics guy anyway. Green Lantern, I don't know. I'm not that excited about it.
I'm just trying to get interested. Well, I'm a little interested just because, I read the comic books. Just want to see what Ryan Reynolds is going to do.
Speaking of green.
Not really. I don't know. Ryan Reynolds, I don't know.
What, reboot?
No, not that. The Green Hornet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
Seth
not
Rogen,
excited
right?
about that movie either with Seth Rogen. Yeah.
That's going to,
Seth Rogen is known for that typical role in every movie.
Comedic role.
The comedic doofus.
Seth Rogen is becoming Michael Cera, you mean?
Yeah.
He's Michael Cera and everything.
Hey, yeah, guys, so it's gonna be kind of funny to see how this movie does well. I mean, everyone has a fan following, of course. You know, the TV show is great, but I don't know. We'll see. I don't know.
Green.
Yeah, hopefully it makes green.
So now that we're done with our guest, Tom Carr from Wisconsin, and now if we ever go to Wisconsin, we won't go to Milwaukee, but we might stop by and spend the night there. How about that, Roma?
Really?
No, thanks.
No, I'm not.
No, see, like he was saying, they're friendly. Not Casper, but they're friendly ghosts. And I was saying, it does sound like a poltergeist. I mean, Tom isn't that much into it, doesn't get into it that much, but it sounds like a poltergeist. Poltergeist is a German word meaning funny ghost is a crude definition of it. But it basically, especially when there's a lot of kids around, it senses their energy. Like the movie Poltergeist, that's not at all what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, but not really.
Exactly,
nothing comes out of no skeletons come out of the ground. What it is like I told Tom, you hear, for example, you're sleeping at night, you hear the dishes fall down or something fall down, a big, huge crash. You come running, what the heck's going on? And there's nothing there. But you do hear little kids laughing somewhere. Kind of like, remember I told you guys my story yesterday?
Yeah.
I heard a baby gurgling.
Crying.
Mistress. See, like that. But there was nothing there. This time it's Damien, though.
Damien.
He had to call his mom. That's, you know, that's the way he talks to mommy. Mommy, Damien. But that's what a poltergeist is.
Yeah.
There's no skeletons. You're not going to go to the bathroom and your face starts falling off when you wash it.
The only reason I'm going to show up to the Brumner house is if I go with the proton pack and I start blasting away those ghosts and just, you know, I'm going to be a Ghostbuster.
But it's Slimer. They're friendly.
Yeah, that's true.
Still, I don't care. I'm going to blast away.
Blast away.
Okay, or just
when you go
car.
There, make sure you let me know.
Why?
Because I'm going to have you not be a part of this show, because then I'll get the bill. That way you can get the bill for all the damage.
All right, that's fine.
Because remember, that's why the Ghostbusters weren't liked that much in the second movie.
Yeah, getting sued
of all the damage
that
they caused.
That's a good movie.
So let's go back to talking about No Ordinary Family a little bit more in detail now. Matter of fact, we have a special guest here, Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah, oh no.
Oh, good day, everyone. It's a great gift to be here back on the show. And then, yeah.
Look at his powers.
And just as a special gift, I'm going to make today's show in 3D as well.
Oh, no.
Yeah, put on your 3D glasses for today's Geek Speak, everyone.
Oh, Harry.
And so like I said, let's talk about No Ordinary Family. Do you watch that, Daniel?
I actually, I meant to watch it. I wanted to watch it, but Glee was on at the same time.
Oh, no. So. Get out of the studio.
I'll be honest.
Do you gleek out?
I do gleek out. I was leaked to the extreme.
This might save you.
And it's kind of rubbing off on me too, because I'm getting into Glee.
Because get a little farther away from Angel. Don't have that rub on her. This got Romo the other day. Do you watch? What is that called? The dance thing? What were you watching?
Dancing with the Stars.
No, no, I don't watch Dancing.
You can
see Romo. Come on.
Yeah, really? I watch Dancing with the Stars. And what?
No, I caught like some of last season only because of Nicole Scherzinger.
The Pussycat doll.
Yeah.
Nicole Pussycat. You could just
Nicole
say
Pussycat.
The, yeah. You know.
I'm not even gonna attempt to really say that. Nicole Scherzinger.
The Pussycat doll, because she is the group, you know.
Yeah.
But she was on it. She looked really nice. I mean, I watched that season. You know, it was attractive. I mean, that's the only reason why every guy in America probably watched Dancing with the Stars or even got hooked onto it.
I still didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Are you learning how to foxtrot, Romo?
Yes.
Will you dance in my quinceañera?
Oh, my God.
We could do the waltz for that.
That works for me.
With him or what?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, not with him.
That would be
either cheek-to-cheek or back-to-back. I forget which.
No, back-to-back.
But back to No Ordinary Family. Like I said, yeah, I'm starting to like this show. I mean, I hope they don't drop the ball like they did with Heroes, because they did introduce the villain in this one, but let's hope it goes somewhere, because that's what you watched Heroes, right, Daniel?
I loved Heroes. I was really upset when they canceled it. I'm really hoping that they're going to come around and at least do a Heroes movie.
I was going to ask Jeff Loeb that when we had him on, but we asked him about Lost instead. But as somebody, I guess the only fan that Heroes had at the end, do you want a movie, or even if you, would you be happy?
I was presidenting the fan club, fan very singular in that sense. I would very much be in favor of a movie, it would have to be, you know, Siler heavy, as far as the bad guy is concerned. There's really no way they could do the teaming up and everything. And I think that's what threw off a lot of longtime viewers and new viewers as well, is you have this character with so many sides to him, in Siler and Zachary Quinto, and not many people were able to follow it just too well with the whole, you know, is he a brother? Isn't he a brother? What's going on here? Yeah. You know, Nathan's dead. Nathan's not dead. What's going on?
Yeah, that's when it lost me.
Yeah.
Quite honestly.
But that's actually that season where Nathan does die, spoiler alert, is really their best one, as far as all the building and Siler's just total, ass.
Yeah.
Total badassery. I would very much be in favor of a Heroes movie,
even if it's just direct to DVD.
even if it's just directed, I'll still pick it up. I don't.
You'll
I don't
still
care.
Be satisfied.
If,
with
even
the
if
whole.
It's just like a miniseries movie that they do on NBC one weekend.
So let me ask you, because two things. One,
Capricorn.
Where it kind of started to lose me, blood type actually. But where it started to lose me was right, like I mentioned earlier, when they introduced the villains or the concept of the villains, but then they went nowhere with it. And it's like, okay, we got the origin stories, we have the powers, but what are you going to use them for? You can't just save the cheerleader and leave it at that.
See, I think the problem was that they didn't introduce enough villains. They really the only true villain throughout the entire series was Siler.
Yeah.
And they really tried to save that off with the carnival folk in the last season. But it was too little too late. And by too little, I actually do mean too much, because there were just so many of them that it really.
And you had Ray Park.
And you had Ray Park, who just was underutilized.
Yeah.
Just, you know, popping in every now and then what was great. But they needed more Ray Park.
I don't know. To make heroes into a movie, it's kind of like doing what they did for Firefly, having Serenity, and that was their version of a movie. To have heroes, yeah, it would be good for the fans, but really, will it serve any purpose for the actual to get it anywhere besides just being on a movie?
I think what it needs to do is at least serve closure, because in the epilogue of the final episode, you have Claire jumping off of the Ferris wheel and revealing that there are people out there with powers. So now we know about it. It just leaves it so open-ended, and there needs to be just this whole closure, because, you know, in all the flash-forwards that we see in this, We see, you know, now all of the world has superpowers, or there's either the true apocalypse, and we need to know which of these ends up happening for just a sense of closure.
And you need a really good villain.
And we need a great villain, and we also need more Hayden Panettiere. There's that as well.
Why?
Ending like that.
Yeah.
You have to ask why, but ending like that.
I mean, come on.
You guys remember
cheerleader
Alf.
Cheerleader any day.
You need a what?
You guys remember Alf.
I remember Alf.
Remember how it ended.
No.
Yeah.
I think that's the point, though.
Yeah, no, the ending, I mean, during the whole, what was it, 3-4 seasons that it was on? It was a known fact that if the alien task force caught Alf, he was going to be taken somewhere and cut up to be experimented on. The cliffhanger ending for what turned out to be the last season was just that. He got caught, and during the credits, you hear him screaming and yelling. You hear buzzsaws. Kids had nightmares forever.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah. One of the kids. I couldn't believe it. I was like, they killed Alf. They killed Alf. Like,
they didn't know that they were going to be canceled. But eventually, like a year and a half later, they came out with a movie, but nobody knew about it. And so forever,
to this day,
Alf died at the end.
And it's a really sad way to kill him.
The problem I think they scared off too many of their viewers with that. So that's why no one. You know, along with the fact that no one knew anything back in that age as far as media was concerned, no one knew about the movie or anything like that. Today, with, you know, you at least had a lighthearted ending enough with heroes, and you still have that big of a fan following, and thanks to social networks like Facebook and MySpace, you can still get the word out on a heroes movie.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that people really care now that heroes, it's over? I mean, come on, it was a couple of years ago. I think. Do you think people just moved on?
MySpace.
Hey, I'm still on Friendster, so I'm gonna get that.
I'm still
out
on
there.
High Five too.
Oh, nice.
No, the point is,
check out my live journal when you get a chance.
Do you think people really care? I mean, that it goes to show that I think that we have so many shows coming out at us all the time that we are always. Have this instant gratification of watching something new, and we're spoiled, you would say. We're just spoiled with television. You know, we got The Event, we got No Ordinary Family. I think people just want to watch something that's new and don't care about what happened like a couple of years ago.
Well, I mean, as a counterpoint to that, you do have all these shows coming out, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're good or they're going to last. The Event has plenty of viewers right now, but right now, I don't think it established itself fast enough, with its storyline, and it's not going to get the same strength that Lost had.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that's definitely what they're trying to do. It's definitely trying to be the next Lost, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Do you think they have followers? That's the key.
The Event has followers right now. Yeah,
no,
they have plenty of followers.
I mean, Heroes.
Oh, Heroes, yes, has plenty of followers. There's plenty of, I think there's plenty of feed behind it right now. If Chuck was able to come back, Heroes is going to at least have a mini movie.
Yeah, I mean, Chuck, it's still on. but hopefully it'd
it's on the bubble.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, hopefully.
And again, you guys were talking about Olivia Munn. You didn't even know she had a book. She's kind of cursing everything that she works on because Iron Man 2 wasn't that great, but, and her cameo was kind of cut down.
Yeah.
Now she goes on Chuck and, well, that's on the bubble too.
Yeah.
So there you go. What I was going to say is bleep, my dad says, yesterday finally was a really funny episode for once. But the funny thing about that is
no one watched it.
No,
I did catch it. Actually, I liked it.
Was the humor was not, like I said, not between the dad and the son, but between the dad and the outside characters.
And I think that's really what that show needs to be about.
Yeah.
If it's about bleep, my dad says, it needs to be about what the dad says. It's not just, you know, what you're hearing your dad says. It's what your dad is actually taking the time to think and let happen.
Yeah. And that leads to something else. ABC has a show they're thinking of doing called Awkward Family Photos, which is another, comes, I guess, from Flickr. And, you know, it's just kind of like your family has awkward photos. I have no idea what the plot is, what they're going to do with it. But this one, the bleep my dad says, that's where it came from a Twitter account. And that's what I wanted to ask all of you.
Yeah.
Is what do you think of that? Is that a good way to follow, a good trend to follow on
up, this
internet to TV show thing?
I don't like, I hate it. People, I was watching some documentary yesterday that people are saying, oh, we got to stay ahead of technology and, you know, incorporate technology into what we do, like in the, as far as TV shows. And I say just leave it alone. I mean, it's just a fad. I mean, people are, it's obviously not going to make any difference. It's going to take away actually from what your message is and what you're trying to get across. I think people are using it as a crutch. And yes, I'm talking about you, Twitter and Facebook, because I think you are actually ruining a lot of stuff that is coming out. I mean, my generation was a joke. I mean, that tried to incorporate.
It was Lone Star.
Yeah, it was trying to incorporate.
Two episodes and now.
It was trying to incorporate
Facebook,
and it was, it felt very like a big high school reunion, and it just made me only question who cares about high school. But
yeah, and they tried to make it interactive by doing a live feed or whatever,
yeah,
and having you follow not on the TV show but on their Twitter account or Facebook, whatever it was, account.
Yeah.
But I have always thought, and again, I've told you guys this story many times, Daniel, I don't know if you've ever heard from me or not. Somebody who calls himself the king of all media. I've gotten to meet him a couple of times. We were just having lunch. This wasn't on the air or anything, but he told me the secret to anything entertainment, movie, books, whatever it is, if it's good, people will watch it, listen, read it, whatever it is. If not, they won't. Don't put in all these 3D things, all these tricks. Hey, if you follow our Facebook, get more of the story. What was it? Final Fantasy 9, 10, one of those. They tried to do that. You know how they have the strategy books? And they're usually pretty good when you play the Final Fantasy ones. I think it was 9 or 10. If you wanted to get the boss strategy, the complete boss strategy, you had to go online to get it. And it was a big, big failure because people wanted to play. They're playing the game. They don't want to go. They want to stop, pause the game, go on your computer.
You don't want to have too many screens operating at the same time, really.
Yeah, it's too much coming at you. And believe it or not, I can't believe I said that. But from everybody thinks, you know, from Angel, who has like her phone streaming Hulu and the computer streaming something else.
It even has a kickstand, the new Sprint HTC. I don't know what this thing is. But what's very funny is I went to a store and I saw the televisions that were out, the new ones, and they had applications on the actual TV screen. So it was one big cell phone, and I was just like thinking, I'm like, really, is this the future of our technology? Everything's being condensed into one. You got internet, phones, TV, you got everything just being the same. Now you have application. It's just kind of, it felt very gimmicky, you would say. Have you seen that, Daniel?
I've seen the TV. I haven't seen it up close or anything, but I've definitely seen it plugged and everything. And as far as it being gimmicky and things being put together, I'll agree with you on that. It's very forced, but at the same time, that's really how malls came about. It's just bringing about all sorts of different things that people liked and wanted into one single place. We're simply now doing that and bringing it into your home. So really, I mean,
it's like everything's becoming an iPad. I mean, even the 3D TVs that are coming out.
Those are ridiculous.
Yeah, that's too much.
I was in Costco yesterday, and those things just look ridiculous.
Like, I seen the new commercial with, what's his name? Star Trek, Sulu.
Oh my.
Oh my. That
Whoa.
Dude. And Despicable Me was in there. That's the only thing that caught me. But who's going to really buy a 3D TV? Well, obviously the people
hipsters.
That, yeah, hipsters and people that follow trends and such. But do you really want that in your house?
Here's the thing.
Hey, I'm a hipster. I'm going to speak as for all hipsters out there. They can't afford it, so why even say it? It's the truth. They probably still have their 1980s TV set. I'm just saying that.
You don't know. ColecoVision is the best, Romo. Come on.
So there you go. Yes, there's a reason why this show is called the Geek Speak Radio Show. So let me take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about a big show that everybody likes here. I think you know which one it is. Don't go anywhere.
Geek Speak Radio Show. We'll be right back.
This is the future.
TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
The first step on the road back to reality.
You're listening to the Geek Speak Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
And we're back on the Geek Speak Radio Show. Talk TV. Not cartoons, though. Just TV.
Yeah.
So let's talk about one that we really like, you and I.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course, Fringe.
Ramo. Yes. Last night was a alternate universe episode. The titles were red.
Which I loved.
Yeah. I'm liking it. Even as we go more and more into this thing, I'm liking it more. I'm liking it just as a standalone episode. It would be great. But as part of the whole Fringe mythology, it fits right in perfectly also.
Man.
I seen little, like, a scene of Fringe. It looks pretty good. Really, really
pretty
good.
Pretty good?
From what I seen, from as a beginner, it looks really good.
Last night's episode was great. It was one of the best episodes out of, let's just say it's only been three episodes, but it was the top one. It fit class, it was perfect for what Fringe is, and to have these paranormal activities, you would say, not so paranormal, but these strange events. Yesterday's was
they're part of the pattern. You know.
They're part of the pattern, and what's great about well, speaking of pattern, what made this show so it was so good. It was like this guy had his powers to set a domino. He had the powers of a domino effect where he could do one thing and then it would just spread and the events would come true.
So it'd be like he could see a prophecy or something like that. He could predict or. What is
no.
it?
No, he was one big computer.
It wasn't even a power. What it was is he's using variables. I mean, he knew him so well. It was an experiment. Now, here's the thing. Maybe I didn't pay attention. I got to watch it again because I did.
Yeah, I had to watch it twice to get it.
I didn't get this part. Was that an experiment done by the Fringe Division or where did that come from?
No, it was done by a company.
Yeah, that's right. See, this is why I got to watch it again.
It was done by some experiment. These scientists had done some experiments on these certain people.
But let me get back to what I was saying is it's not a power. What he had is he just mastered numbers, something that you wish you and I had done when we were in school and my son. But he mastered numbers so well that he knew all the variables that could happen in anything.
Yeah. In a situation?
Like, there's a
he was
like
mostly
Spock.
Mostly
there's a 39, 49, 49, 49, 16, 49.3% chance that Angel will blink right this second.
Uh-oh.
And when you blink, he'll take your wallet.
Yeah,
that's how he would plan his things.
Yeah, he was he was like one big computer. He was able to dissect. He was number crunching and just
is
really.
Is this the same guy? Because I seen a scene where he looks at a girl and the screen is split. The girl's walking down the stairs or something, and then the it goes to minimal, like almost like pixel.
The reason why the camera did that is that is his brain.
Computing
going
everything?
Through all the variables.
Yeah, I would say you should watch it.
Because that whole visual scene just got me hooked on that.
But why did you change the channel then?
I didn't change it. I just went to bed.
Yeah.
Come on, really?
But I'm starting to love
people
it.
People do
so.
Sleep, you know.
I don't sleep during Fringe. That's one. That's an hour where I'm
no,
wide awake.
Drink wine.
Yeah, that's too. What I was gonna say.
That too. I mean, come on. It was the premiere.
No, but this one is good. And you know what? I was thinking about it late afterwards. One of the reasons why it was good was the same reason why last week was good. We got Walter, the real Walter, last week. This week, we got the real Olivia, our Olivia, not the Fox Olivia. And she's starting to show symptoms and signs that she knows she's the real Olivia, even though she acts like Fox Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see, you know, kind of like the alternate universe with Lost, I want to see where they're going to go with her visions of Walter and Peter in that universe.
Huh.
Because he is talking to her.
Wait, really talking to her?
You saw at the end, the very end, when he said, why do you think, because how did she catch, was it? The actor looked like Ethan Hawke a little bit, the one that was with the variables.
Yeah.
If you look at him quickly, he's like, hey, Ethan, that's not Ethan Hawke.
Oh, but he caught her actually in a moment where she was
Yeah, because he kept seeing the vision that the bricks are gonna fall on her, but because she went a different way.
Yeah.
That wasn't in his variables. I'm like, well, why did you do that? That wasn't supposed to happen. That's what threw him off.
Yeah, because he doesn't know that she's not from that world.
Yeah. Which again. Great writing from Orky Kurtzman and company is that's what makes you think. Like Angel calls it all the time, intelligent pop culture. It makes you think afterwards while you're watching. You're like, oh yeah, Olivia caught him. Yeah, that's great. Shoot him, Charlie. Shoot him in the head. But afterwards, that's when you start thinking. It's like, yeah, that is why she caught him. Huh? Cause, and then if she's not following the rules in that world, she should start thinking that I'm not from this world.
Yeah,
which is what Vision Peter told her. You know why you survived today, right? It's because you're not from this world.
Yeah, it's getting really really good. It was just nice to see. I'm really addicted to Earth 2. I love the storylines that are coming from that from those episodes. I mean, man,
it's a really good show. So I give you guys props. Like it's really good. Like I'm starting to get into it. Hopefully by next week I watch a whole episode, but.
Well,
you
have a 3-day weekend. You can go and watch them all, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just hooked to know. I don't know what they're going to do with this this season. It's leaving me really on the edge of my seat. And I'm very, very, very hooked. So, you know, that's why
just
I love
that Champ Kim class a little tighter and don't spill it. Okay, let me take a break. So when we come back, I want to talk to Angel about something she's obsessed with.
Obsessed.
No, not Christian Bale.
Oh,
something
okay.
else. You'll find out what it is in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Geek Speak Radio Show. We'll be right back.